This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Around 285 million years ago, if you had been walking through a Permian floodplain, you might have seen a griffin fly, a dragonfly-like insect the size of a crow. It was huge, partly because atmospheric oxygen during this time was something like 31 to 35%. It's down around 21% today. And it turns out that the amount of oxygen present in the atmosphere is the limiting factor in how big a bug can get. Although we no longer have dragonflies flying around with 2-foot wingspans, that's over half a meter, there are some standouts among modern insects. Take Wallace's giant bee, a taxonomical name Megachile pluto. It's the world's largest bee. Females of the species can grow up to the size of an adult human's thumb. That's about 1.5 inches long, or nearly 40 millimeters, with a wingspan of 2.5 inches, or over 60 millimeters. That's about 5 times the size of the European honeybees you're used to seeing. The females also have large mandibles used for scraping up tree resin to line their nests. But it was recently thought to have gone the way of the griffin fly. Nobody had seen Wallace's giant bee since 1981, and before that, no scientist had clapped eyes on it since its discovery in 1858 by Alfred Russel Wallace, the English biologist who independently conceived of the theory of evolution through natural selection at the same time as Charles Darwin. Of course, researchers knew this didn't necessarily mean it was extinct. It's just very difficult to prove that an organism exists if you can't find it alive. But in January of 2019, a team of researchers traveled to a collection of little islands in Indonesia called the North Malaccas, and they found this bee behemoth nesting in a termite nest on a tree trunk. Clay Bolt, a natural history photographer who captured the first photos and video of a live giant bee, said in a press release, to actually see how beautiful and big the species is in life, to hear the sound of its giant wings thrumming as it flew past my head was just incredible. Over the years, a few research expeditions had set out to find Wallace's giant bee, but they came up empty-handed. In the meantime, however, specimens would show up for sale. One appeared on eBay in 2018 that auctioned for $9,100. In case you were wondering, that's more than what the corpse of an insect usually goes for. The exact island on which the bee was found is a secret because the researchers fear that if they published that information, the remaining Wallace's giant bees might not be long for this world, given that type of auction price tag. Since the bee has only been viewed a few times in the wild, not much is known about its habits and life history, other than that it seems to like to live in termite nests in lowland forest areas. Indonesia lost 15% of its tree cover between 2001 and 2017 to make way for agricultural fields, so our rekindled romance with Wallace's giant bee might not last long if conservation efforts aren't put in place soon. But in the meantime, it's nice to know that Wallace's giant bee is still buzzing through the forest like a tiny helicopter. The giant griffin flies of the Permian surely would have wanted it that way. Today's episode is based on the article Wallace's Giant Bee, World's Largest, Rediscovered, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.